This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 194 for Monday, December 19th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was lower to start the week, despite mixed sentiment in crude and vegetable oils. Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil were higher, while European rapeseed was lower. Crude oil was trending in positive territory, affected by higher interest rates in central banks and the easing of COVID-19 restrictions in China. The Canadian dollar gained 2/10 of a U.S. cent from Friday's close. The January canola contract was down $10.70 per ton at $852.60, while the March canola contract was down $11.10 per ton at $845.90. In the U.S. on Monday, corn and soybeans were both lower, while wheat was mixed with a negative bias. More than 743,000 tons of corn were exported during the week ended December 15th, up 226,000 tons from last week, but still 259,000 tons under the same week last year. Drought-stricken parts of Argentina and Brazil both received rains over the weekend. Argentina is expected to receive more rain late this week, but the precipitation won't be enough to reverse ongoing dry conditions. The central U.S. will be hit with a deep freeze this week, as well as a major storm for the upper Midwest on Thursday, increasing the need for livestock feed. The March corn contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.47. Soybean demand prospects from China took a negative turn last weekend as COVID-19 deaths continue to rise, with the government having stopped reporting numbers. Wet forecasts in Argentina are also putting pressure on prices. The USDA's weekly export inspections report showed 1.62 million tons of soybeans were shipped during the week ended December 15th, down from 1.88 million last week and from 1.91 million during the same week last year. The January soybean contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.61, while the March contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.64. Weekly inspections data showed 304,000 tons of U.S. wheat were exported during the week that ended December 15th, 85,000 tons higher than the previous week and up 70,000 from the same week last year. Freezing temperatures in the U.S. are likely to threaten already drought-affected winter wheat crops, many of which are lacking snow cover. China reported that 1.01 million tons of wheat were imported in November, 35% higher than November 2021. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.49. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.44. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.11. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, December 19th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.